until 8. This is Sports Today.
Welcome back to Sports Today for yeslions.com.au. And our first guest tonight, he's been kind enough to join us, is Damien Hardwick, the Richmond Coast, who'll be a coach who'll be heading to West Coast. Damien, good evening, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Nice to talk to you, mate. Well, the first couple of weeks, or the last couple of weeks in particular, probably haven't panned out the way you would have liked.
Yeah, look, the competition's been pretty tough, as we know, and look, it's great from an AFL perspective that the competition is so even. From a coaching perspective, every week's a challenge. So, look, it hasn't panned out the way we would have liked. We're probably not playing as well as what we would like, but there's certainly some upside from our point of view.
Hi, Damien. Luke McFarlane here. You lamented last week about the costly turnovers against Adelaide that resulted in goals. How have you addressed that particular issue this week with the playing group?
Yeah, we sort of went through the areas that we spoke about. The general consensus was that a lot of them were handball errors. We had, look, I think the AFL average is 4 handball clangers. We had 12. 6 of those went straight back down to the opposition goal front, which ended up giving them, you know, I think 5 goals won. So from a perspective of how we improve that, it is a relatively easy fix. It's just don't make the handball skill error, sure, which killed us. Because there are a number of times that we actually had the ball and were running into goals sort of from a scoring position, but we left those goals on the table and they go down the other end. So we just went through those errors. They're errors that we shouldn't make, and we won't make again this week.
Now, you've won the last 3 matches at Domain Stadium. What do you think it is about the Perth trip that really suits your players?
Yeah, I wish I had an answer for that one, Luke, to be honest. It is probably a ground that suits our style of play. It's not an overly wide ground, as you know, but it is long and we can find some space there. So, look, we play that ground pretty well, but the big one for us, we know it's going to be a midfield arm wrestle. I think the dominance of West Coast over there, I think the last 16 games have won the midfield clearance battle 15 times. So there's no doubt there's a correlation with that. So we're going to make sure our midfield comes to play. We're pretty disappointed with that area last week. We thought the Adelaide Crows got on top of us there. So we'll be making sure our guys are up and ready to go.
I still have nightmares about Richmond's 8-goal first quarter against Fremantle over here in round 10 last year. I bet you'll be hoping to have a start like that this Friday night.
Yeah, it'd be nice to certainly take a bit of the pressure off after that, wouldn't it? But, it was just one of those ones that was out of the box. Like I said, we had good centre bounce dominance that night and moved the ball pretty well. Look, they're a very well-drilled unit. West Coast, I don't think we'll be getting that sort of supply early from their point of view. So it's going to be a very, very tight affair early. And then maybe the game will loosen up a little bit as it goes along. But we're expecting a pretty torrid affair.
When you have a look through your mix, you've got, you know, Rioli, Menadue, really young players. Lennon and McIntosh haven't been in the AFL system for that long, don't have that many games under their belt. Do you see yourself as a coach that must keep on, you know, rotating players through to try and build your depth as you're going along?
Yeah, it's like a little regeneration. You know, it's like a little prune every year where, you know, probably last year when we did have a couple of injuries, and we have got them this year, obviously, with Deledio, Yaron, Konkin, you know, Vaughan, those type of players out. We could probably call on, you know, Chris Newman, Nathan Foley, Dan Jackson, these type of players. But obviously those players have retired, so it's now come on to those younger players, and they get an opportunity. They've been in our system, you know, some guys 2 years, some guys 3, but they haven't played a lot of footy. So they get an opportunity. It's exciting for us, for those guys to get a chance, but it is going to take probably, you know, a couple of weeks for them to gel in the positions that we've got them in at the moment. So probably a little bit of a reason we're not playing quite as well as we'd like, but we think for the long term it's going to hold us in good stead.
For what it's worth, I don't know if you've seen the Fremantle and West Coast game, mate, but their skill was as average as yours in the first half, mate. They kept on turning the ball over too. Is it because of the pressure you feel? Is it a confidence thing, or is that something as a coach we're still trying to work out?
Look, it's a little bit of both. I think, you know, obviously sides, you know, defends the main stadium pretty well. It's a little bit narrow, so it's probably easier to defend in that way. So sometimes if you get up behind on the clearance count, you can really defend, you know, attack from the back half a lot. And it's probably what happened to Fremantle last week. Obviously with Sandy going down, didn't help either. So sort of put them behind the eight ball as soon as that happened. But, you know, defensively, the West Coast Eagles are very good. They've kicked a lot of goals from centre-forward turnovers. They're AFL 1 by a long way. you know, even in their loss to Hawthorne, they still kicked five or six goals, I think it was, from memory. So they're very good at transitioning from that centre forward area. So we just got to make sure we, you know, protect the pill a little bit and make sure we use it well.
Now, the ruck combo, the West Coast ruck combo, Lysette, Nat and Newey, they've been in excellent form. They were terrific against Fremantle last week. How are you looking to curtail their influence on Friday night?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a good call there. Look, Nat Newey's is an incredible proposition, really. His value is really understated, I think, from a statistical point of view. But, you know, I think he's the AFL number one hit-out player and also hit-out-to-advantage player. So those sort of stats are incredibly valuable, and he's an incredible player. So most sides try to combat him in various stages, and we'll be no different. But, you know, you look at the AFL, you know, his hit-out to midfield combination, I think him and Pritis are number two and him and Shuey are number five. So he's got some really good weapons there also. So we'll have a couple of things in place. We'll try and nullify that as much as we can. But, look, he's going to get his hands on the ball the majority of the time. We're just going to make sure we nullify the contest around it as best we can.
How frustrated are you when you get out to a good start and sides run you down? And how frustrated are you when other sides get off to a good start and your blokes just don't want to get their hands dirty enough and fight back?
Yeah, it's interesting. Momentum in footy is it's incredible at the moment. Like, funnily enough, versus Adelaide last week, you know, we had all the momentum early and just didn't make the most of our chances. You know, ball use across the arcs was relatively poor, and you know, Adelaide go down the other end and kick four goals. So whereas we're floundering at two goals, three, all of a sudden they're four goals straight. You know, the pressure starts to build. So if you don't take your chances when you do have the momentum, it hurts. And obviously, you know, we probably found out, lost a game we should have won versus Collingwood a couple of weeks ago, and you know, we didn't make the most of our chances in the second quarter just prior to half time, and the game could have been over. You know, we're five or six goals up, and we're probably not looking at a situation. You know, we're 1-2 at the moment. We could quite easily be 2-1. So just got to make the most of the opportunities at various stages.
Mate, I know the game's changed when you and I played, but there seems to be a lot of overhandling of the footy to get the same result. Like you win the contested possession, you win the uncontested possession, you don't win the match. There's a lot of this, as you say, overhandling of the ball, which gives the opposition a chance.
Yeah, there's a little bit of both. It's I think the sides, you know, definitely from when I played there, probably a little bit younger than me, Luke, but Carl, I'm not sure who that was. Sorry, boys. But,
no, that was me. Carl. That was me,
sorry,
mate.
Carl, yeah, we're probably the same. The pressure now is it's unbelievable. Like, you know, back in our day, you came into the game of AFL and you just expected to tackle, but now we train it, you know, system-wise, you know, the forward press, then we fold back at the same time. So there's a lot more to it than when we played in a game. But, you know, in saying that, we overhandled last week, especially early, I think, in the first half of last week. We just put player, you know, under further pressure every time. We just couldn't get a clean disposal with either fumble or the opposition pressure was too good. So we've adjusted that during the week and we'll get a better result.
Are marks inside 50 overrated? You outmarked Adelaide 15-4. Normally 15-4 wins you a game of footy.
Yeah, it does. It's funny. From a statistical viewpoint, you look at our game and you probably look at the stats and probably think Richmond won the game. But as we said, you know, offensively, we still scored, I think we had 27 shots on goal. We got, you know, 92 points or whatever. So that's a reasonable total. But what probably tends to happen, as I said earlier, those turnovers where we get caught offside, the ball just goes down the other end. You know, they only took four marks inside 50, but they kicked five goals from outside 50, which is an astronomical figure. They just had a couple of big bombs, which hurt us also.
Mate, you know, obviously there's 10 teams in Melbourne, but one thing I hear is obviously coming across this side of the country, mate, is that, you know, Richmond, he's under pressure, Damien Hardwick. How do you feel about, you know, what's said about you and about your club?
Oh, I think it's just part and parcel of what we do, to be perfectly honest. It's we're a big club. Collingwood are the same. You know, we're both 1-2. I think we're equal tenths. But the way it is at the moment, it's like we're the worst sides on the face of the earth. But because we are a big club, we expect the scrutiny. And it's fair enough. We're not playing anywhere as well as what we'd like. So, the pressure is there. It's a performance-based industry. We accept that. I've got no doubt our boys will respond. They'll be better. This week, they'll get better as we go on. We've got a new team this year. I think we've got maybe 16 out of the 22 players possibly that played last year. We've got 6 to 8 new players this week. So it is a change. it's an exciting change for us. So.
Mate, you were hit around the head for saying we've got to take a little step back to go forward. But with Rioli, Menadue, Corey Ellis, who's only 19 years of age, Lennon McIntosh, I already spoke about a few of them. You've just indicated there's a couple more. Is that not allowed anymore?
No, well, I think the thing is, it's probably easy to make a story about a comment, as you know, guys. But from our point of view, we just go about what we do. You know, every season's different. The competition this year is... it's as good as I've seen it. You know, you look at the size that were outside the eight last year. Gold Coast are playing an incredible brand of footy. Geelong improved with the players they've brought in. Port Adelaide improved as well. You know, Charlie Dixon's going to be a great player for them. So the competition is as good as it's been. It's as tough as it's been. And those positions in the eight are going to be very, very valuable to get. So we're certainly in the cut and thrust of it. We're just going to make sure we're playing our best footy for the vast majority of the year. We're three rounds in. We're not playing our best footy, but we've got enormous upside.
Just touching again on the pressure, I guess, that you've been under and the team's been under. And, you know, I certainly know the pressures of AFL football, but do you have some systems in place, you know, to help players deal with the scrutiny and pressure that comes with playing in the modern game?
Yeah, absolutely. Probably think it's the one area that has come on significantly from when I finished playing. I think you've got your game plans, your recruiting, your leadership and culture, but now the mental side of the game is certainly in the forefront of our minds, because the game is incredibly hard. The amount we train these days is a lot less than when we certainly played, because the game is that much harder. So you've got to do a lot more mental reps, you know, how you learn. For example, this week we'll barely train at all because we've come off a 6-day break. So we don't train much this week, but it's all about the mental repetition of getting the results we're after. So that sort of training now has become paramount in the game of AFL footy. And, you know, the pressures these guys are under these days with, you know, the amount of media commentators and TV shows and social media and all these is enormous. But, you know, clubs are very good and the AFLPA are very good at putting measures in place that allow them to work their way through it.
Hey, Damien, I find it interesting, right? So skills are bad. You can't kick goals. Like the Eagles last week, 12-20. They were missing targets too. I think the first thing I'll be doing at training is go out and just practice a bit of skill, you know, see if you can hit the target, kick a few goals. It seems like these days it's all about the meetings.
Yeah, a little bit. I suppose the game, mate, is incredibly hard. You know, the impact nowadays when the players hit, they're incredibly fast. You know, they're more thoroughbreds as compared to the Clydesdales of yesteryear, Langer, when me and you played, mate. But it's a little bit different. But, you know, the interesting thing is, from a kicking perspective, we're one of the best, or if not the best side in the competition. But unfortunately, our clangers on the weekend were errors that we wouldn't normally make. So we've probably had two games like that this year, and we've been punished for it. So we've just got to take care of the pill and move on. Your players don't lose skill level, they lose confidence. And we'll work on that this week and make sure we get it back. Dennis Pagan used to have a great saying, if you could just nick down to Puckle Street and buy a shot of confidence, that'd be a good result for
you. Yeah, no doubt.
Sure would be. You mentioned the 6-day turnaround. So the playing group, they're still in Melbourne tonight. They'll fly out tomorrow, is that correct? And is there any flexibility in the players' travel when they do travel interstate? Are some players allowed to come a bit earlier than the rest of the team?
Yeah, generally probably a bit like yourself, Luke, in the latter part of the year when you play, the older guys will generally possibly go a night earlier sort of thing, just to, you know, if they've got sore backs or hamstring issues, we'll fly them over. So a couple of our boys went over today, but the majority of our squad will fly over tomorrow.
And where are they sitting in the plane, Damo? Is there a few up the front there, or is everyone down in cattle class?
No, I think the big one they get these days, the taller guys tend to get the exit rows, but the majority are in cattle class, mate. We're not an overly tall side, so we fit in pretty easily.
Mate, thanks very much for having a nice lengthy chat with us, mate. We really appreciate it and look forward to seeing you in action on Friday night here in Perth. We'll be covering it live here at Attity 26PR. Thanks for your time.
Beautiful, guys. See you tomorrow.